Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me is Bemidji State University women's head hockey coach Jim Scanlon. And first of all, Jim, your team got on the board first last night. Summer Thibodeau from Cicely Nelson, they connected. Walk us through that goal.
Oh, just good effort by both players. Just picked up a loose puck in the neutral zone and entered the zone with speed, drove wide, and just made a smart play. She got the puck on net. She kind of threw it from a real tight angle. She was kind of deep, but she got it to the net. And Summer had driven hard to the net, and she came in on the left wing, but she's a right-handed shot. So she popped right out in front off the goalie's pads, and then being a right-hander like that, it just popped right on her stick, and she was able to put in the rebound.
Usually when a team scores first, they keep the momentum. What happened that shifted the momentum into Ohio State's favor last night?
Well, I think Ohio State certainly responded. As you would expect they would, being on home ice. And the tying goal was just a result of a couple of mistakes on our part. We had a wing get trapped in the corner, which left us. And then we turned the puck over and left the point wide open. And once the puck went to the net, all five players in green were focused on the puck rather than picking people up away from the puck. And they had somebody on the back door, and she was able to pick up an easy rebound off the scramble.
The score was 5-1 Ohio State, but shots were pretty close on goal. What was the difference in play by your team compared to previous games this season that you allowed that many goals?
Well, I think it was a number of factors. Certainly, you got to credit Ohio State. I thought they played with a lot of energy. I thought their compete level was probably higher than ours, which was probably the biggest difference. And we didn't help ourselves. We turned the puck over an awful lot coming out of the zone, and we struggled getting the puck out of the zone. Just a combination of a good forecheck by Ohio State and then just us not moving our feet very well and not very good puck management. And, you get beat 5-1, you're certainly not going to, sugarcoat things. I thought, like I said, I thought the bottom line was they outcompeted us. And, we had some chances. Certainly their goalie made some nice saves. You could say that the game was closer than the score would indicate, but bottom line for us is they looked like and they played like they wanted it more, which you just can't have at this level, and particularly in this conference. You got to come to play every night.
Up to last night, your team had been averaging 4 goals per game. How were the Buckeyes able to shut down your offense?
Well, the goaltender did a nice job. For one, we certainly had some quality chances, and she just came up with a big save. And they also did a pretty good job of not giving up any easy ice, and we didn't have a lot of zone time. And again, that's giving them credit for that.
Your power play also went 0-for-3. What does your team need to do to overcome the Buckeyes' penalty kill?
Well, I thought the power play is kind of similar to the way we played the entire game. We just weren't real sharp. We just watched our first power play with a film session this morning, and the first 3 passes were instead of tape to tape, they're on somebody's backhand, and then the result was we turned the puck over, and then now you're back out in the zone trying to regroup. We never entered the zone with much speed, and consequently, we never got the puck set up until our final power play of the game, and then we actually created some pretty good chances on that. So again, it just goes back to just playing a lot sharper and being a lot sharper and being just raising our compete level, and when we do that, we work hard, and we're going to give ourselves a better chance.
Any changes to your lineups today?
We're gonna put Janessa Flipchek back in the lineup. We're also going to clear to Alex Bond, and then we're just going to change all the lines around a little bit just to get a different look.
Who's going to get the start between the pipes today for you guys?
Aaron Dieters will play in goal tonight. Yeah, Aaron Dieters will get the start this afternoon, I should say. Not tonight.
An early game, a quick turnaround. How do you make adjustments for that particular case?
Well, again, it's the same for both teams. I told the girls this morning, that's a great quote from an unknown person that both teams want the same thing. It just comes down to who wants it more. And, obviously these are big points, and I feel confident that the girls are going to respond and give us a good effort today.
Jim, good luck today, and go get that W.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
That was Jim Scanlon. Coming up on this Marketplace Foods weekend, we check out our Donlinger GM scoreboard on the Beaver Radio Network.